is now. Capital 263.
What time is it? Keep It Real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celatine.
And I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
What's good, Brian Willis?
Chilling, Celatine. And how are you?
All is well. It's been a beautiful week.
How has it been a beautiful week?
It's like my February is in March, but it's not in March. But
who did you?
I mean, if that one went over your head, just leave it at its
nigga.
But anyway, in the news, we don't have too much time because my producer and everybody just rolling there.
Amana, we just started.
Told you. They cautioned us to be time
conscious.
Yeah, you know. So,
but
this is,
you know, as
let's just set it off with a topic which was quite hot. DJ Towers and MC Cut were being slandered by a young man called Breezy, or was it Breezy, for allegedly stealing a song or something.
There's a kid named Brian something.
It's Breezy. Yes.
Is his name Brian something?
I don't know. I just know his name is Breezy.
I hope it's not a Brian. Chama wrote my visa.
And they reached. No, are not Brian. People called Brian's, they're a problem. They're too much. So I reached out to MC Cut and he just gave me a rather long, comprehensive response, but I think it's worth just listening to. And I hope you, the listener, you can also just weigh in on who was wrong. The listener, yeah. The listener.
No, as in it's a VN?
No.
You're telling us you're going to read.
I'm just going to read that a little bit.
Goodness gracious. So, get your pillows ready.
Get your pillows ready, or just light up your blunt if you're popcorn. In the studio. Shout out to one of my favorite producers who says he always lights up a blunt and kicks up his feet and listens to Curve every Friday.
Take fizzle!
So this is for you.
I hope I'm Zungi safe. I won't put a bunch.
Hey, it's legal now. What if he's doing it in SA?
He does not do it here, and he's got the certificate for it.
So, I don't mean to digress, but so this is what his explanation was for that kid's action. So he said the kid wanted a feature. I wrote the song, put his verse in, I did Tower's part, everything was cool. Tags was traveling, so we couldn't finish the song and do the mixing and mastering because Tags was between the UK, SA, Niger, and we told this guy to be patient.
Doing big things.
Dude says his people at his house are giving him pressure, EDC. I tell him we gave him a demo with the vocals so that he can just have a listen. Then we do the final mixing and mastering. Yeah. And then dude goes on Facebook and says he's done with music. He quits, yada, yada, yada. He has a meltdown. He hit up Towers and told him he doesn't want anything to do with music anymore.
They call me DJ Towers.
So we was like, I wrote the song, gave it 100%. People need to hear it. Next thing, dude uploads the demo.
I got
so. Everyone is sounding off, and I hit him up. Anyway, this is a song online. It's not finished. It will make us look crazy, and it will make us look like we don't know what we're doing.
Ah, shit.
Young man sticks to his guns, so we removed his verse. And put out a mixed and mastered version without his verse on a song. So I guess this way it all came through.
Because I got my legal papers to my signatures. What?
So I guess they did that as a form of damage control. So actually, this is an interesting bit. DJ Towers played the song for Tuku, and Tuku actually loved it. So because of all these complications and back and forth because of the song,
what was Tuku's reaction?
He loved it. He wanted to be on the song.
No, because you know Tuku pangano kononga gade. Pangwanga rakuto siruwari.
And so he has a good rapport with DJ Towers and the team. So yeah.
Shout out to all of them, Tukuji. Nice to hear Kuti, some of these Balis are listening to us in rappers, you know.
I played it a little bit, so hopefully we can play it later on. The show is quite hot.
The song
MC Cut was Let the Streets Hear It.
So DJ Drew, you're gonna drop a track.
We're gonna
drop
drop a little bit of it right here, right?
I'm a song. I love my one. The Peter Boots. Peter my Vans. And Chaga this baby. Baby. Digital.
Food, Murundi Patricia. Vai bem da Moana.
CFO in the West Wing, under the fix I come knocking. Yeah. She get tricky in the fling. Roller sticking with the king. She ain't thinking one thing. But at least tall as Yao Ming. The king move one square at a time. The queen go up with the king. There's less ping. My 10 pound on the swing. Come on to the tuk on the karai. Make a nigga wanna sing. Ching chop and god. Ching 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 and guy. Ching 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 ching
ching ching ching.
So that was the song. You guys can just rate it and just share your thoughts. And who was wrong, Apple? Was MC Cut wrong for like taking the guy off the song, or the kid was right to stick to his guns and just put out the unfinished? Because you know, Tuku could have been on that. That could have been history. Because I don't know if there are too many tracks where Tuku collaborates with Zim Hip Hop. I think the last track was something he did by XQ.
XQ, yeah. Yeah.
So it could have been some. But I think.
Winky Dink.
No, it's not hip-hop. But I think Cut is very talented, and I'm sure he can even cook up even maybe even something way better than this. So yeah,
Cut Chimdara. There's no denying it. Cut is definitely skilled.
And of course, shout out to Towers as well. He's quite a mastermind as well. So I'm sure they're gonna cook up something. Yeah, on level up.
Thanks for cutting me off.
And moving along, this is Talk Visuals. Let's talk visuals for a while. TiVo came out with Used To featuring McLean and R Pills. Do you have a look at that, Brian?
Produced by McLean as well. That was... I hit those two up. McLean and Pills. Okay, I never hit Pills up.
Pills. I never hit Pills.
And I remember I said to McLean, tell Pills, now this is a dope video. Because Peels, I think Peels had beef with me for some of my comments.
I heard that you had beef with Peels.
He had beef Peels with me. Chill. I don't have beef with Peels.
So how do you know he has beef
shut
with
up.
You? I know he you've got beef. Beef with him.
He had beef with me for my comments over his video. Which one was it? Yanginiga Fenke Orange with those two chicks
you
that
see?
Looked like they needed plastic
surgery.
Who
seems to have a...
The video was shit, was my comment. That's why he hated me.
Dear listener, Brian Willis.
Thinks
round
the
of
video.
Applause. Yeah, round of applause.
No. Me, I'm all about honesty here. That was a crap video. But this video with TiVo and McLean, this was excellent. Well done, guys. Well done to the Mukute family.
I really don't know why we couldn't just praise this video with that dragging.
I was telling you a story,
and digging up things from the grave.
Are you the one who's not saying I had beef with Peels?
Anyway, I had to clean my name. I love the visual. McLean flexing on that hook. So, hey, shout out to you, my guy.
Shout out to you guys, man. That was a dope video. Epic. I love it.
And then segue to the other thing about visuals as well, about the comparisons about the Cindy and the Mara video.
So I remember talking about these two videos, Cindy Banyavi's Clap For My Baby and Amara Brown's...
Look at Brian just glow up. Okay, go on.
Why are you making it seem like I said
the
wrong
Brian,
name?
Come on,
okay,
no, okay. Sorry,
Cindy and Amara Brown's Achilles video. So there were so many things that I compared about this video that I realized. That was the choreography for Cindy's video was done by Tendai Kusha. Mm, mm. The choreography for Amara's video was done by John Cole.
Correct.
The video for Clap For My Baby was done by Andy Cutter. Mm. We need to get that guy on the show. And the other video for Achilles was done by Vusa Blacks. And these two videos both had dudes with tattoos. Mazimonya Nengainima has tattoos down there. I think it's the left arm. Mm. The left arm, right? Yeah, yeah. And you know, the girl's just getting all Well, in Amara's video, they weren't getting personal because he was Achilles. She was basically telling him, ah, no, you went down on her. They were getting personal. They were getting personal. So I called this out, and a lot of people said to me that I was reaching.
You were?
I was reaching.
At the time?
Yeah. I was reaching at the time.
Yeah, you were.
So explain to me the H Metro story then. In fact, explain
look at Brian. the source you choose to pick is also a notorious troll.
Did Cindy say those things?
I'll have to ask her personally because I don't even trust that source because people, they just fabricate stuff as well. Up until I see Cindy say it on a wall or something, then
but
maybe
she said,
I might
so
just consider.
On the story, Kutianti,
on the story on H Metro.
Yes, Kutianti, Faragut were involved in control.
Reliable news sources only. Someone is
so anyway. Apparently, yeah. Since Celatine is not going to explain it,
yeah.
Cindy was quoted on H Metro saying, I'm not gonna say the words verbatim, but she was she said that basically Vusa Blacks stole the ideas off of her video for Clap for My Baby. So a lot of people were going to be thinking, how when Achilles dropped first? Well, apparently Cindy's video for Clap My Baby was shot before Achilles. Yeah, so the story is there on H Metro. We're going to be posting the link up on our
you just say one
on
side of
platform.
The story.
That's the only side that I have.
Some really
Vusa Blacks came out and said
really shit
Vusa
story,
Blacks
man.
Came out and said, no, I didn't steal.
Okay.
And he explained
yes,
his
you.
Side.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's why I said,
you were just about to leave it.
Because the thing is, there's the whole story. I'll post the link up on
a platform so people can read it. Okay.
But you can't tell me there were no similarities between those two videos.
Okay, Mr. Troll.
Can you say that?
That's cool.
Are you going to tell me?
We're running out of time, but let's just move on to the next bullet.
Yeah.
Changamire Hip Hop Awards. They were killing it at Hydro Lounge in Santa. Hey, my guy Fuji happened to hook me up with a few visuals, and I happened to catch a few live IG.
What? Who gave you videos?
Fuji.
I got to hear about
Chiwenga with Hip Hop.
But anyway, Fuji,
from
you got a serious fan in Celatine, my guy.
But from the videos, it seemed lit. I saw him perform by Time Passing.
Get to your highlighted part of the video, my guy.
What highlighted part?
Okay, so you're going to finish
is
up.
Is it
the...
yours?
If
it's yours.
Are you going to stop there?
I'm going to stop there.
Okay, stop there.
Okay, I'm stopping
there. I dare
here.
You to stop there.
I am stopping here.
He's
putting
stopping
my
there.
Anchor as the captain of the boat.
Okay.
Unless you have something to add. You saw the video? You didn't
I
see
saw
the
video?
The video.
Dope performance.
All right. Thank you for co-signing, Brian.
I never said it was a shit performance, now did I? But I just know where you're going with it.
So, Zimboy and Changamire Hip Hop Festival, they're busy building up steam. So, what's next? What's the next location? Is it the
UK?
Is it the UK
I
now?
Think it's UK.
Okay, they should be doing big preps. And I saw Chief J in the crowd as well, vibing to the Boyz II Nights because he gets an honorable mention in the joint as well. So, that was quite admirable.
Yo,
yeah. We don't really have too much to talk about today, but we can just get to the shits of the show.
Shits of the show?
Yeah. And get to what
five?
We got next. Give me five.
Yeah, we got Give Me Five
it
next,
better be
ladies
fire,
and
man.
Gentlemen. And this week on Give Me Five, we got Anastasia Yona.
Okay.
Another fancy.
All right. Meow said don't call them MCs, just call them MCs.
You know? I explained to Meow why I said that. Another MC.
Put some respect
man.
On my crush, yo.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Give Me Five on Keep It Real Friday.
I am yo, so show RKT.
No one cares.
Keep It Real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It's your girl, Anastasia Yona. I'm from G-Town. I'm actually studying at Chinoy University of Technology doing filming. I'm level 2. I'm the one who did the Cake Pet Sita song. And before I jump into my bio, I want to talk a little bit about my track. Cake Pet Sita means my last. So it's about a girl who's doing things like her last, who's trying to jump in the mainstream. And who really knows, could with push and determination and focus, we surely make it to the mainstream. So now I want to going deep into my bio, I'm a rapper, songwriter, model, singer. I started doing music at the age of 10. So now I'm 18. You see, it's been 8 years now. And everything started to change this year. I've worked with Thinboy, I've worked with Junior Brown, Kiki Beres, and Diamonds. Yeah, we're doing shows together. That's how I'm being noticed. So my music, it's urban pop, hip-hop. It's something international, but I'm local. It's something that someone from the States can listen to. And I'm hoping to be a household name for Zimbabwe, especially for Zim Hip Hop. I know what I do can sell, can make it into the mainstream. Yeah.
Get Pet Zero. Get Pet Zero. I be rolling with my girls like Get Pet Zero. Banging with my ex like Get Pet Zero. Sipping all this liquor like Get Pet Zero. Making all this heat like Get Pet Zero. I been balling with my girls like Get Pet Zero. Banging with my ex like Get Pet Zero. Sipping all this liquor like Get Pet Zero. Begging all this heat like Get Pet Zero. Get Pet Zero. Get Pet Zero. Get Pet Zero. I've been doing all shit like Get Pet Zero. I've been making headlines like Get Pet Zero. Always on the TV, showing all my girls. Always on the radio, speeding on my bars. All my heads go down, look at Robbie Hall. I've been winning all my shows like, no, winning all this money fame. Yeah, all to matter, all these haters. Yeah, killing all these hills, all you're going down.
Yeah, I ain't a bad chick, so throw some more. Chick, bless them all. Show me good, good. It's female Kendrick, yeah. You were never wrong, you a kitty cat. I'm a lightning son, yeah. You were never with my race, yeah. You just thought I quit, yeah. My game so classic, nipper shikamo. No strap, no fraud, I range you tires, so shots fired.
Kick Pet Zero, banging with my ex like Kick Pet Zero. Sipping all this liquor like Kick Pet Zero. Begging all this heat like Kick Pet Zero. Kick Pet Zero. Kick Pet Zero. Kick Pet Zero. I've been doing all shit like Kick Pet Zero.
Yeah, I ain't a good girl, but I do you better. You wanna test me? Oh yeah, shots fired. I'm a God-given girl, don't test me. I'ma drop the low, I'ma drop it hard. Yeah, I'ma kill the vibe, I'ma show you all. I'ma give it all, with my heart.
And that was Anastasia Yona with the song Kick Pit Sera. Obviously the beat and the hook, damn, those were dope. Those were very, very addictive. And shout out to her for that. However, the song kind of like fell apart for me when the verses came on. I couldn't make out like what she was saying. Well, I could, but I couldn't make out the sense of it. So, and I didn't know when the verses or the hooks were coming in and ending. So that to me was a bit shaky on the construction of the song. You know, I really don't want to be evil on this one, but I really wasn't impressed by the verses, actually. Bars wise, content wise, the hook was definitely the highlight of this track. And obviously, if you're going to be playing it in a club and you're too intoxicated to care about what the person is saying, it's definitely a turn up track. It works in that regard. But anyway, without further ado, I'm going to give this track a rating off. Drum roll, please. 4 out of 10. This is Brian Willis on Keep It Real Fridays, and this was Give Me Five.
Keep It Real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Yo, what's happening? It's Victor Enlisted, and you're tuned to Keep It Real Fridays with Brian Willis and Celatine. Peace.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celatine.
And I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
And we've got a special super producer in the building.
And your word special keeps losing value with every episode.
So are you saying
Vic Enlisted is not special.
What are you saying, Brian?
You make it feel like he's less special because he's like the 100th person you've called special.
Because they're all special. Because when you say
Saka
that...
Is everyone special? No one's special then.
No. He's special in his own different
Sorry,
kind
to interrupt
of way.
The introduction. Yeah, guest.
Yeah, man. Welcome, Vic Enlisted.
What's good, guys?
A.K.A. Mr. Monde, the government of Zimbabwe. I'd like to think that let's just run down some of the people Vic has worked with
or stolen from other people.
Vic has worked with P. Mula,
stolen from Xander.
T1,
stolen from Xander.
Tafara.
I know, yeah.
Don Cavell. All
right.
Dara, list your parents.
Boy G's.
I parents.
Cashbit.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
That was Shinda Maget.
All right.
That was with
Chizo.
Yes. Oh
yeah.
I like to think Vic Enlisted is very underrated.
Extremely underrated.
Yeah. Or maybe you just don't put yourself out there, Vic. What's the story?
I haven't been putting myself out there because I'm working on a lot of stuff, and I want to be on a certain level first before I put myself out there.
Do you know you probably heard like a lot of Vic Enlisted productions? Okay, let me enlighten people. People probably have heard a lot of his productions without knowing. So I'm just gonna do something that's gonna like enlighten them.
Okay.
If you heard the tag,
go for it.
Enlisted International.
Well done.
That was Vic Enlisted.
Mama Zod Mawana Tang.
No T1.
It's like you guys practice this.
I like this work on the T1 project.
Only?
Thanks, man.
Like in terms of like on a project. Could not must trace singles.
That was Rugari.
Yeah, the Rugari. Yeah, I like this work on this as well. So
I loved your work on P. Mula's what was his last project? Mari.
Believe in Mula.
Believe in Mula.
I hope.
I love that production.
I came back with Zara Part 2.
Yeah, man.
With a squad of hungry Zim rappers.
It's a sad song.
I know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like how you at least get the people from all the different parts of Zim to come together under one joint.
Yeah, man.
One Enlisted production.
Are these collaborations like benefiting Zim Hip Hop?
No, I think yes.
How?
The thing is, most people are localized. Like, let's say Flexo.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes when I mention Flexo to people here, they're like,
who the heck is Flexo?
But to me, I think, no, everyone knows Flexo, but then Flexo is big in Mutare.
Mutare. Ooh, Flexo and AK-47.
And then...
Is the name AK-47? MK-47. It's MK, right? The female Flexo. Oops.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't say that. Sure. It's MK.
All right.
But just to stay on track, Vic, you're a music producer. At which year did you like get your start in music?
Start like from zero.
Zero to hero.
This guy's random. Anyway, 2013.
It's not random. It goes along with the song you produced.
Not zero to hero though, but yeah, zero. Yeah, cool.
Thank you.
Started from.
Anyway,
yeah, 2013. I was on attachment, and you know how people are out here buying clothes and whatnot. And then I bought studio equipment instead.
I wonder if I was going to go to
Sure, imagine. Nah, I'm still trying joking. To catch up. Still trying to catch up, right?
I don't know if this interview was to tear down Vic or to bring him up.
Nah, this guy was on my case.
On your case, yeah. But I'm just curious to know, like, who was the first person you sold a beat to? Because I'm sure you gave a lot of people, but who was the first to say, no, Vic, I'll pay you?
Well, for starters, I didn't give out beats, not hip hop actually, because when I started off, I was doing like R&B and stuff like that. Yeah, with people who you actually don't know.
Yeah,
like just peeps in Norton. I know was the old one.
Hey, Norton had its own awards. Maybe we might know that.
Oh, no, like...
I mean, Norton, somebody in Norton has got a Lifetime Achievement Award.
I'm talking about, like, Rasta
I don't know his name.
Type stuff, yeah.
Like, whoever you are, man's got
sure. He's not going to hear this anyway, so, yeah. Anyway, yeah. So, I started in 2013 after Attachment, but then it wasn't... It was nothing special. It was just, you know, messing around with knobs and, yeah.
That's which software?
That's what she said. But yeah, FL Studio.
FL Studio, okay.
Yeah.
Everyone started off with FL.
With
man.
FL.
I used to play around with FL back in the day, man. Like in my high school days.
Did you ever get like an itch to want to like actually record on your own beats? Or was it just...
When I started off, I did it for myself, actually.
Okay.
Okay, okay. That's another thing. I'm an artist, but I haven't exactly launched myself yet.
Mm-hmm. What kind of artist? R&B?
Yes, precisely.
You sing?
I sing.
Ah, Chimbutwero.
Oh, that is not happening. I'm sorry.
Ay. So what artist you?
Like I said, I said not relaunch, so yeah.
So launch yourself. This is the platform.
Yeah, maybe this is the platform, but this is not the day.
This is not the day.
Okay, yeah, no, you know what? I'll have to respect that.
Thank you.
But in line with the productions, I think Vic could be a contender for best producer of 2018. I'm gonna call it early prediction. This is not a prophecy, a prediction. I think you might be, yeah.
I hope it happens.
In line to bag that one.
Cashbit disagrees.
Yeah. Why the heck would I disagree with that? I'm just scared of Celatine's predictions because
I did that with RPLs.
Because
you know, this kid,
usually my predictions are Celatine.
Yeah. They come through.
Okay. They cause bad luck for whoever you have predicted good things for. So I'm actually concerned. My face right now is a face of concern. The only time Celatine's predictions come to fruition is if I agree with them. So I'm going to agree with them.
All right. Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting that one, but...
I get away.
Whatever, Brian.
This man.
Guys,
so
take...
you really think? I got to take a quick jump into this.
Little break. We'll be back with Mr. Enlisted International.
Yeah, man.
I'm so shocked.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to sleep on the floor. I used to chill on my own. They used to call on my phone. Hey. I used to sleep on the floor. I used to chill on my own. They used to call on my phone. Hey. I used to sleep on the floor. I used to chill on my own. They used to call on my phone. Hey. I used to sleep on the floor.
I used to catch all the feelings, all these emotions. A girl called me, I just sent some emojis. Followed the process, tumbling a Jesus. The truth is they won't believe us, but I'm a genius. More fun appeals, I'm over the skills, I'm trying to get to the money like ATMs. Sweep on my daughter like ATMs. I used to sleep on the couch. Tatum Botengis allowed. Me and my niggas were loud. Puffing that loud. Loud, 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 loud. Still in the ringaka. Bona patiku matraka. Fambisa gejo mutaka. Kid in the getcha. They say they better and no picture. Tivo the man and no match.
Yeah. I used to sleep on the floor. I used to chill on my own. They used to call on my phone. Hey. I used to sleep on the floor. I used to chill on my own. They used to pull on my phone. Hey, hey. I used to sleep on the floor. I used to chill on my own. They used to call on my phone. Hey, hey. I used to sleep on the floor. I used to chill on my own. They used to pull on my phone. Hey, hey.
I had to grow up, I had to hustle and blow up, yeah, yeah, I'm on my tour, if a nigga want beef then so up, yeah, yeah,
I'm doing a beef, I got cheese, yeah. I'm just trying to make some cheese, yeah. Me and my peers, really about to get me, nigga, got peers in a pig, yeah. My fans, like, I'm gonna see that stuff. He need the sides, I don't like pasta. My haters, like, I'm gonna go my faster. Let's get my own, did that, I'm going
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
And we're back with Victor Enlisted.
Yeah, man.
Feeling fresh and
refreshed.
Refreshed, rather. Yeah. Brian usually wants to get me.
No, I know. This time, Tanwam Vuda for real. Tanwam for real. So,
well, I see sometimes you just say.
Yeah, I don't go to
times
are
hard. Times are hard sometimes.
All right.
But all seriousness, guys. Let's just address the elephant in the room.
Yeah, the last time you brought that issue up, nigga, it didn't end well.
I know. We just need to get this out of the way so that.
Okay.
You know,
let's get it out of the way.
Already, but Vic, can you just address this matter? We had a female guest who came on the show a couple of weeks ago.
All right.
And she alleged that you tried to finesse some...
What?
You know, in exchange for a beat.
Nah, that's impossible.
What do you mean that's impossible?
One, I know every FMC I've worked with.
Sure? As
I know.
So how is it not possible?
Try to finesse and kujaris are two different things. But what I'm saying is I would have known... It's impossible. It's all right. It's a good one.
So is this how you're responding to this allegation?
Yes.
And you know what? The best way...
If you had mentioned a name...
He needs to mention a name. Who was this female?
Right. This is where it gets difficult.
For you.
Uh-huh.
I was just trying to throw him out. But he seemed to handle it well.
Yeah.
But have you ever experienced such... I know guys... Like McLean said it, I said it last time. McLean said it. No, primarily we want money. These girls are the ones who usually say, hey, can't
be it. The thing is, we no general stuff in a professional way.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So, in my case, when they don't have money, eventually they just leave.
Okay.
Because me, I want to go up. This is the way it is. I want
that's
money.
Vic Enlisted.
Yeah, because you need to stand up for the producers.
Sorry. This was Vic Enlisted's very polite way of saying McLean is not professional. Did you pick up on the undertone?
I didn't say that. I'm undertone. Don't read between lines.
No. Vic, correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Listen.
But did McLean ever say that he does like charity work like that?
No. Vic said if you handle your stuff professionally, they will not even go there.
Okay.
McLean is friendly.
Yeah.
So basically, McLean, you're too friendly. This is what I'm taking from all this.
Save
McLean and all the other producers that are getting pussy offers from people who have pussies that are not only for cut. you're not being professional. If you conduct your business in a professional manner, these sleazy chicks would not offer their pussy to you. I think that's actually very sound advice.
Without the name dropping.
That's actually very correct. I endorse that message, McLean.
McLean. So Vic, has that ever happened to you? Has someone ever tried to put a proposition like
he
that?
He just said no.
She was suggestive. She couldn't say. You know when you can tell someone wants to.
Yeah.
Wants you
who,
to start.
Who was this?
Oh no, I'm not saying the name.
You keep it real, friend.
The bad part is I've worked with very few FMCs.
How soon? Oh, this is the song out though.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll just have to dig into it.
Wait. Who was it? Jeta Kos.
I'm not gonna twitch an eye or anything like that.
This will be such a twist of events if it turns out to be.
So
Kara.
So it's her.
I didn't say it's her.
You didn't say it's not, no?
She's not the only FMC I've worked with.
So it's not her?
Or she's not the only FMC who's made a play?
Is she the one or is she not the one?
Who knows?
Oh,
guys. But when they come here, they slander producers and rappers. So
they never do it by name, though.
You have to stand up for your own as well, guy.
You say they never do that by name. That's one, two. I'm not about that beef life.
It's not a beef. Yeah. It's just sitting the record streets.
It's not a beef. You know, when it starts.
Vic is that kind of person who just wants to do his business, you know, and just get sail through. But we all keep it real Fridays. Us and just being clean, that's a problem.
Yeah, you guys.
We got to check some dirt on you. Or get some dirt out.
Yeah. But in terms of business, Vic, like, how much is Vic Enlisted production worth in 2018?
2018. Yes. It's talking about prices.
Prices, yeah. What's the most you've shot for a beat?
Now, my beats have like a set price, which is $20. It never goes beyond that.
Okay.
But I intend to put my prices up, bump my cheese up. That's for hip hop, that is. Otherwise, my other beats, like I've got Rima Guitare, like Tuku type stuff.
That's actually like at par with McLean as well. That's what he said when he was here as well.
Mm. Why would you want to bump up your price for hip hop, though?
No, it's going to be for everything. The 20 thing is for hip hop.
Right now?
Yeah.
So you want to match it with the rest of your other productions for other genres?
They're not matched. I'm just going to put my prices up for everything. Not for that everyone. It's matching, as in it's relative.
Because you said, could you want to bump up your price for hip-hop?
No, I was saying $20 is for hip-hop.
Uh-huh.
I want to bump up my prices.
Oh, okay. So I misunderstood.
He wants to level up. Mm. But I just need you just explain something for me about your leasing and licensing models.
All right.
How are those working for you, like for your productions?
To be honest, no one has even inquired, hey, I want a standard lease or I want a this, that kind of lease.
Have you advertised it the right way or no one?
I haven't been advertising much, I'll be honest. But the thing is, like I said, I'm working. There's a certain model I'm following and I'm on my way there. Like I put my website up. I'm okay, got you. Zim is not, for now it's my market, but then I want to go out there. So I launched my website, I'm going to be selling my beats online and whatnot. And then hip hop, that's when I can start being strict about, hey, lease rap, what it says, I can sell your beat again, it's still mine.
So, so rather just explain to someone who's listening right now, hey, what's this dude talking about?
That's what I wanted to get into. Most of these artists are not that professional that they know these legal terminology. So
just break it down for them. Just break it down for them real quick.
I wish I was reading this, but basically it's not going to be detailed. There'll be three different leases. One lease, the cheapest one, is where you buy the beat from me.
Yeah.
It's still my beat, still has my tag. I can still sell it to someone else after you buy it. That's the cheapest one. But I haven't done that to anyone, but I'm just saying it exists.
Yeah.
Then you've got your second lease where you buy the beat from me. It's still my beat. It's only got one tag, which is the usual that Russian accent type of thing.
Mm.
You get your MP3 format and your WAV file.
Yeah.
So yeah. Then the third one, the premium one, is one where you buy the beat from me, it's yours. What you do with it is up to you.
Even in a porn movie.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but yeah. I shouldn't care. I mean, I would care, but then I shouldn't care. It's not my business anymore. You pay me my lots of money, the beat is yours. You do what you want with it. You get your MP3 format, you get your WAV file, you get your separates, possibly the FLP, possibly, after negotiations.
Wow, and how much is that?
I don't know.
Because this is quite clever. Guys, you know that hit single, Panda? The guy got less than 1,000, and that song has generated more than $10 million. And that guy does not get royalties from that because it was just
the producer.
Once-off. Yeah, the producer. It was just a once-off.
No, but I heard something about, what's his face? What's that guy called? Atom Deepa. Designer.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he go back and pay the dude some sort of money as a, like, thank you?
He didn't.
Nah, but I'm sure he did.
He did, right?
I don't know the story, but I'm sure he did.
He did.
It's only right.
With Kanye, yeah?
Yeah, he did. It wasn't that much.
No, but still.
But otherwise, they milked it. If he had, like, a certain model, like, which my guy Vic here is talking about, he would have been having, like, 50% of all that. Maybe if he got 100K or whatever, it's still no peanuts.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people in this industry of ours, the hip-hop section especially, producers and rappers alike, need to learn about these legal things,
true,
you know, because hip hop summit, the business side of things.
Correria.
Business side of things, cause Zim Hip Hop. Y'all are getting good at mouthing off on the mic, makumecha or beat. I'm chatting that meme with bike corner. But then now the business model, the business aspect of things.
Yeah.
I think a lot of work needs to be done. I think Curve needs to invest in like some sort of workshop to train artists on, how to safeguard themselves and the work they produce so that they get royalties and whatnot, not get conned or shafted
and
out of their
money.
They
need to know how to target
sounds
the money.
Like a good idea. But Vic, would you feel offended if I was to ask you?
Oh, finish. You're gonna get offended.
What else do you do besides music?
No, I'm not offended.
Thank you.
See me as a media person. It's not just music, but media. Because I do my jingles, adverts for Ina. Am I allowed to say it? For Zik, for example, my VR owl, when you call them and then they said, oh, hey, you've called what?
That's Zik money, okay.
Yeah. I've done stuff for Africom. I've done stuff for, if you know Nonzi Munch, this Munch app where you dial a delivery pretty much.
Yeah.
I did a jingle for those guys. Kindergarten schools, that kind of stuff. So I'm into media, and that's my plan for this year.
You're getting to the bag.
For this year, it's expansion. That's why maybe I might seem like I'm quiet on the hip hop side, but because I'm doing shows by Rainbow, Crown Plaza, and Aura in Borrowdale.
All right. What kind of shows?
They're actually hip hop shows, but for now, it's my people are noted with it, and I give them the platform. You're not a performer. And then, so there's the jingles, there's the shows. I'm planning to start doing videos this year, but then
Doesn't produce or get videos made.
Produce
behind the camera.
I would like to be behind the camera. I think I can. It's not like I've done it, but then I just have a feeling.
I think I can too. We should try that together.
This is becoming a bad idea, but okay.
No, not porn, man. Relax.
Just to go back to a point you raised, you said you put your peoples on. I'm just trying to understand, do you have contracts with these guys and who are these people?
They're not contracts.
Yeah.
It's if I record you and you'd like to perform, there's a platform for you.
All right.
Almost every Thursday.
I think it works for him in terms of getting his productions out there.
Okay.
That and also people don't want to feel like Urungwa record and that's it.
And you don't give a shit about what they do.
I see.
Try and put them out there. You try and get them advertised.
Creating relationships.
I see.
Remember Dizzy Don?
Yeah.
Relationships.
Makes sense. And out of the people you've worked with, who's your favorite artist?
Yeah, I can't choose one.
No, you need have to choose one for this quiz.
Not one. Okay.
Okay, maybe three.
Yeah, five is a good idea.
Okay. Uh-huh. In ascending order.
Yeah.
There's no order.
Just five.
All right, but anyway, I'll just assume ascending order. Go on.
P. Mula is one of them because I like the way Yanita hip hop get. He's just good at it. He nails it.
All right. I agree there.
She's one in my bars. Like that guy. I don't need him place. Like you know when you record someone and you don't know what to expect, you just know it's gonna be heat.
All right.
T1, I like his work because it's really tactical. He doesn't just rap about anything. Okay.
T1, your top three.
Uh-huh.
Let's go.
Not necessarily top three, but yes, in the top five.
All right.
Let me think. Who else? Oh my goodness.
My afterthoughts.
No, the thing is, there's Don Cavill. Don Cavill, I like Skiru Rake. That's four, yeah. Counting skills are bad. Don Cavill, okay, I want to explain why for each of them. Don Cavill, I like his work because it is very creative. I think Don deserves credit for some of the beats I make for him.
Okay.
He comes up with crazy ideas to write in Zogamdara and Rodotun Sampiro, this song, and then he gives me a rough idea of what he's expecting. And then I come up with something really good, but it's not good to. It's entirely my idea. He's just super creative.
You guys have licenses for those samples.
Nah, fam. We don't. It's the truth. We don't.
But you're out just preaching about you want your license in peace. But anyway, talk good.
Why are you this person? No, wait, with time. The reality of things is when you start, I'm going to do everything like super legit. Most of us,
you bought.
Yes.
I'm not convinced.
Come on, man. All right. What I'm saying.
Yeah. The spark wins.
You can't crack a joke and laugh that hard, bro.
Sorry, Gado. You the one who took too long to answer.
I told you this guy is not for you.
Shut up. I don't know. Pick up my shades, Marima. Get away. Anyway, you're saying.
No, but then I'm hoping you get my point. Kuti. When you're starting, I think there's no need for you to bother yourself too much with things you can't.
He's definitely got a point.
Yeah. But I then over time, wait, all you guys, so you guys. Most of these big guys,
because in terms of like, especially like graphic designers, I'll give you an example. Like Adobe, I think it costs something like, what? I don't know. Like it costs a lot. I think possibly close to the thousands.
You check now.
For the Adobe suit.
And you're just starting.
And you have to pay monthly. You're not even earning like 500 a month, and you have to pay for that.
But you're talking about someone who's actually earning some kind of money.
So,
but imagine you want to start designing. Then you buy $1,000 software. You can't.
Sorry, Adobe. And I hope this won't get us sued. I don't use Adobe anyway. I use Corel Draw.
and I bought my FL Studio.
Well done, dude.
So who was the most difficult artist to work with out of all that lot?
I don't think he's gonna say shit. Top five.
Difficult one is somewhere in there. But I mean, like, what are some of the traits that some of these people do? Traits.
That's a good one. Traits. Nema drugs. That's one.
Okay.
I don't mind people.
Inspiration. Girl.
No. Wait. That's the thing. Okay. Let's say. There's an inspiration.
Yeah.
I don't mind. But then if you're going to smoke your weed, we'll stick out in booth.
That's a no.
I can't handle that because personally,
don't you charge them power? Isn't that good?
Funny
for
enough,
you?
That was my next statement. For me, what's expensive quantity is my time. Because I've always got people coming in, I've always got people going out.
Alright.
I charge per hour, yes, but I don't actually want a session in Opura Kids an hour.
Alright.
Do you kind of get that? I actually say my slot is an hour. Get your stuff done within an hour. And unfortunately, most of the people are needed to remember drug to stick around.
Top 5 for
I know, I can't mention 5 bad
And those
artists.
Are the people I don't know about.
Move up, but drama I got short.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I don't know why, but that's just how it works. It's just how
the
it works.
The professional people, they come, ga-ga-ga.
It's hard in Zulu.
Not an excuse.
No, the money. Then why is it that the artist who comes through on time, books in advance, pays Maria Gakwan?
Different folks, different strokes.
Why are you out here trying to...
I have an answer for everything. Don't follow me, man.
I would have mentioned a name. There's this one guy. Before
keep
I moved
it
my
real, st- man. Keep it real.
Before I moved my studio
one
to that
time.
Ish. Fan and piss, I sticker, and then I need an ane.
But was he good, though? I sticker, brother. Little way in a number sticker.
This is a notaura. I sticker. I always ask now, booker. Oh, by the time my fan is in the booth. Oh, but I need an my clients. Hopefully, it's a time, Yaki.
Sure. Where's his career?
Oh, but there are Maria Gashota. Had I mentioned that? Nah.
Where's his career now?
I have no idea what I know. Because the thing is, we're supposed to work on a mixtape thing. I think after 3 songs, you know what? I'm generally lenient. But then after those 3 songs, when we're working on the third track, I'm like, bruh. But no, it's a song. You go your way. I'll go my way. It's one of those. Someone kind
the
of.
The song wasn't that hard for you to like try and latch on. No, my guy, just sort yourself out. But we need to get this thing clicking and popping in these streets.
Sometimes I don't think it matters whether the song is hot. Sometimes if there's no working chemistry, it's better if you go your separate ways.
So that song wasn't like a panda or something. Where you'd be like, okay, you're a tracky, but yo.
You're a panda. Do you think panda? If you heard it for the first time, you think it's a hit.
But you never know what it will turn into. Like he's saying, I know your way, my way.
That doesn't
blow
matter.
Up.
That's fine.
Okay.
You should give us his name. We never know. We might just digging up.
Let
digging
him keep talking.
Tape.
I'm gathering evidence. I'm trying to pick out. I'm going to EP and get 3 songs.
You know.
I stick my drugs. Who else?
The Holy 10 case study was a good one. Yo, but it never blow up. That was when and with that song that you produced for, not someone else's. Yeah, that's the one which was.
Nah, he was using downloaded beats.
Okay.
It's like the whole nine yards of like red flags.
Of an asshole.
And then you're like, so eventually you kind of like reflect, what am I doing? And not with me.
Okay, so we've talked about the people who are your favorite, the people who are difficult to work with. So out of some of the people you haven't worked with, who are those on your production bucket list?
Eesh, that's quite a good number. Not
locally, locally.
Yeah, of course. Locally. Yeah, of course. Yeah,
no locally. Problem. You want to work with Lil Wayne? You still can?
Actually, no. But off the top of my head, because the thing is, that's not R. Peels, Marcus.
Peels? With Peels?
Peels yes. Is dope, but
you'd be surprised. The thing is, okay.
It's actually he's been on your beats, yeah?
No. That's the thing. They're, okay. Okay,
McLean. Okay.
Okay, it's more. Okay, you know what? I can't mention their
McLean
names,
is
but
blocking
I can. I can just. No.
Second dose on the tower radio.
That's what both of you guys do.
Thank you for doing.
No, it's Celatine. He does that. Nah.
All right, let me just give a description of.
Gachi, like a
description or that. Ah, man, English it can't.
It's relationship.
You wanna do like a full project with R. Peels?
No. That's
work
the thing.
With him.
I wanna work with him. I wanna work with all the artists. Wansa and Ashanda now. Okay. That kind of have a name already.
Okay.
For free, for that matter.
I thought maybe you can do
Peels,
like
Peels, Hans Mahara, Peter Mahara.
Yes, like that. Two per month type of thing. Two
I
or three.
Maybe
per month.
You can do like a better Mbili Kunafaru kind of thing. Like better than McLean.
I'm not into competition.
Alright.
I just want to advertise myself.
Are you laid on too thick, my guy?
That's what she said, but yeah, ish.
No, but anyway,
pause.
Go on. So R. Peels.
Yeah, right. So that's what I was saying, but it's not about
one,
the names.
I see this one coming soon.
No, because if Peels is pushing that new video in Nativo.
For Shout me, it's not about
tragic.
Uh-huh.
Sorry,
yeah. I'm sorry. It's not about Kuti. I know the names, but yeah. It's about right criteria. That's the word I wanted. Pangodine criteria. Then the criteria is artists with names already that I haven't worked with.
Alright.
And I want to do it for free.
Okay.
Saka can add Marcus. Yes, Marcus. If it's RPOs, yes, RPOs. Shaggy.
What about Neil Anka?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're gonna need crickets for this part, okay?
Don't be trying funny things.
So you haven't worked with Marcus or Peels. I'm guessing you haven't worked with Mile either.
No, I've worked with Mile, but not on a solo project. Yes, so yes, Mile.
Okay, alright. Have you ever done like co-productions, like maybe with Xander, McLean?
With Xander, technically yes. McLean, definitely yes.
What about
okay. Like who? An Aten Diamond.
Yeah, an Aten Diamond.
And this, but yeah.
Sorry, that was me who shit, that came out. You need to edit that out. That came out wrong. Shit, I was picking my teeth and then it started.
He wasn't picking his teeth.
No,
he was. I'm just saying.
He wasn't. I'm with Vic on this.
And
one.
We all heard it. So even if they take off that part, people know you did some.
Oh, Vic, Nurunta set up.
The blatant disrespect.
I'm a get you. I'm a bastard. You're gonna set yourself up.
We thought we left this in
2017. Yeah, please carry on.
Hey, North. Okay, you know what? Criteria and Ashanson, do you? Yeah. If I haven't, can I have a good note and I haven't
charisma.
Worked? Yes, definitely. In fact, I think that's kind of overdue.
Please right. Can I ask the next question? Which charisma?
This guy.
Which charisma?
Are you listening?
Charisma,
can you hear
the
guy just laughing a bit too hard?
Which charisma?
The charisma that did P. Mula's videos.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. The real charisma.
Yeah. Ooh. That is...
That's what he's the real charisma.
That's
hey, so we're gonna take a quick little break and we'll be back with Vic Enlisted.
Yeah,
is it time for my favorite
social hockey tick?
Is it my favorite section coming up?
Yeah, it's coming up.
Brian, well, it's no relation to Bruce.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis. Nkosi baba thixo somandla osezulwini sibuya phambi kwakho beka abantwana bakho sesiphela yokugebenga lo mkhohlane layo i-corruption izazi iphele nini inkathazo ziningi sesihlupheka kwakana dinga wena nkosi yami amen
tirikubano wrong kick nekutambura kune hasha namochiwororo manduwa haina shasha takaruku tikati chida kubata bata minana kuti mundiro mutosara nesata wange vote kubandiro ratosara basa taneta nekusima hama 6 feet jasa zvikwereti ndiwo mugariro kwazvo kufasa apa pane zvikwangwani zvakati hapana basa vanhu vakurarama nemwiri isiyavo mukoma aiwasvinya asara ari makodo one zvekuita kupoto iyona nhamo yakasimudza tunhiyo nemakondo pachisina mushuna sembatotsenga godo dziva dziri kubvira maningi pasina moto kuri kuparadzwa kuri kuitwa rudo nepopoto asi tariro hatimborasima aiwa bodo
zvotoramba dzine zara zvotoramba dzine zara zvotoramba dzine zara tichekutarini zvotoramba dzine zara nhai mwari zvotoramba dzine zara nhai jesu zvotoramba dzine zara nhai mwari zvotoramba dzine zara tichekutarini zvotoramba dzine zara
madzibaba yakavambwa nemakamba muchinga regomo soja richikata chamakata chaminuka nehanda vachikanda idzo hakata mapfupa chamukatotyawo huchi nemukaka mafastford makore makumi matatu masere wepassport tinazo tipone njere no generations of wealth was stuck on being slaves encaged in an age of focus for title names but what's a title without a deed though what legacy are you really living for your kids kwita makore kumi uchishandira vamwe laying bricks for my empire ava kusina chako iwe ndikoko asi zvozo tiipaye ngatidzamise njere tisiye zvikare we were school to be too so in the end we screwed and the government is cruel too so we bound to lose
keep it real Fridays with Shelatine and Brian Willis.
Welcome back and we are back to the final and main event of the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Smash Mario Friend Zone. Or very appropriately named SMF.
Hey, you're listening to Smash, Marry, or Friendzone. What's your taste like?
In this segment, ladies and gentlemen, the guest is given three names.
Talk about it.
Females. Would you like females?
Yes, of course.
Okay, cool. Just checking.
All right.
He will be given names. Females, three of them. And he's given three options. Smash, marry, or friend zone. And you can only use each option once and you tell us why.
Oh, snap.
Celatine, we throwing the ball right back at you. This is Brian Willis throwing to Celatine. Celatine catches it in.
I got the rock. So we've got Neil Anka, Kara Chichakoso, and Natasha Moose.
Woo!
All right.
My rep stress.
You know, she went Jago Gates.
Yes. All right, rep stress.
say them one by one and then I...
Neil Anka.
Frenzo.
Why?
This is going to be bad.
Why?
This is going to be really
why
bad.
Why would you Frenzo on a guy?
Smash.
Oh, he changed after he saw the picture.
Typical.
This is bad.
Typical.
All right, okay. Yeah, let's do it like that. I think that I like it that way.
With the pictures.
Yes.
You'll end up wanting to smash all of them.
No.
Except one of them.
So you smash Neil Anka.
Yes, I would.
And then there's Kara.
No, why would he smash?
Yeah, why would you smash?
Because I saw the photo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Smash is now out of the question. You now have Mary and friends on left.
For the other two?
Yes.
Oh, that's how this works.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Nah, it's fine. Dope.
And the next one's Asilita
and Kara and Natasha Moose.
Right.
You know those two. Yeah.
This is bad.
How's it bad?
It's bad because I only have two options.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
You're kind of forced. All right, fine. In this case, this is going to be bad. Anyway, in this case, marry Kara.
Okay.
Why?
Reason being, she's down to earth. She's down to earth. From time, unless she was pretending from time and Dagashandana. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Natasha.
So she was pretending.
No way. We never. I never. Did you hear me say anything?
I did not say
anything. We never said nothing, my guy.
The crickets are getting louder.
We never said anything, my guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so you would marry Kara because she's down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
So that means.
Plus, because those are the options I had diffed.
So you'd friend zone Natasha Moon.
What I'm saying is,
why then you friend zone her though?
You have a hammer.
Okay.
You go to my nails.
All right.
And then you bring paper and you say, "Can you cut this?" What's the hammer going to?
My guy.
Yeah.
You had two options.
Uh huh.
Natasha Moose.
I said number one, Natasha.
And Kara.
I have not worked with Natasha.
So you'd friend zone.
So you need to
Natasha.
Work with. Natasha, for you to feel like you can be compatible with her.
Or smash her.
Yes.
Smash.
Yes.
All it took was a photo for you to want to smash Niall, dude.
Smashing? What's smashing all about?
Smashing, yeah.
Do I have to connect with the girl's soul to smash?
Is this going over everyone's head? Mm-hmm. That dude said because he hasn't worked with Natasha Moves, he wouldn't consider marrying her.
I wouldn't know
so
which one.
So he worked with Kara.
Yes,
he
I
worked
have.
With Kara.
And you remember Rambo Taura about
and with
chicks suggesting funny things.
Know.
And then I just said that I would marry Kara.
No, but then.
So if it had been Kara, I would be like, ah, friend.
So it is. It was Kara he was talking about.
Oh my goodness.
Kuti, she's the one who hinted to want to give you some. And get a goose and chuck butter.
Nah, walla, no. Una. That's the thing.
conspiracies. So automatically, your friends on Natasha moves.
Anyway,
I like the fact that you said automatically, yes. Uh-huh.
So, the summary is he would smash Niala Inka because he saw the photo like 5 seconds after he was asked the question. And then he would marry Kara because she's down to earth.
Seemed.
Mm-hmm. Seemed.
Crickets and then
again.
He
guys.
Would friend zone. And then he would friend zone Natasha Moose. Is it Moose or Muse?
And this is like a hit maker.
Yeah,
but that track goes off though.
Yeah,
yes.
He would friend zone her because he hasn't worked with her.
International.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's this week's SMF with Vic Enlisted.
You guys thought I was going to expose myself
hello,
with my reasons.
Surface.
You okay, kind of did though.
Ah, Jack.
Because Taku Ziwakuti, when a chick enters your booth, you're wondering whether you'd want to smash or marry your friend zone.
Nah, that's you guys and your mentality.
That was you.
I didn't introduce SMF. SMF fun.
You know, SMF is a good thing. It really just, you know, exposes a lot of things. But yeah, thank you for playing fake.
Yeah. You're welcome.
So, what projects can we expect from you? And just tell the peoples where they can find you online.
All right. Projects. We've got something from P. Mula. There's another album-like thing coming through this year. T1, I'm not sure. We're working on a couple of things, but I'm not sure if it's going to be an album. I doubt it'll be an album, though. Then most of my other stuff is underground. It's people you don't know, but yeah. In terms of where to find me... Physically, it's 7th and Salou in the avenues.
The chicks.
And then online, you can go to www.enlistedmedia.com. That's my website. It's still new. You can buy beats off there.
We are people.
Exactly. And then Instagram, Victor Enlisted. And Twitter, Victor Enlisted. But then I think it's Twitter should be. Nah, you know what? Victor Enlisted. You're fine.
Okay.
Facebook, Victor Enlisted Monday. Yeah. And that's it.
All right. My man's Brian Willis.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram on the handle at Brian Willis ZW. On Facebook, it's Caspit Brian Willis. And if you want to email those tracks, keep them coming in. It's keepitrealfri@gmail.com. I will keep on stressing the point. Tag your shit accordingly. Thank you.
Anyway. what happened to Cash Bid 87
Bucks? Yo, Putek, man, you keep bringing that shit up.
Whoa, and I am your social architect, at Celetine, S-E-L-E-T-I-N-E, hashtag social architect. Big things coming soon.
Yeah,
man, those
so
needles.
Close.
Watch out. Vic,
yeah,
sell out to you. Shout out to you, guy.
Sell out.
And
sell out.
Thank you. Thank you for the great moments, man. We will be sure to look out for you. Stuff.
And man, it was my pleasure.
All right.
This is Keep It Real Fridays, and we're out.
Enlisted International.
Some may say this was long overdue. Some may argue that the queen wasn't on any clock. But here she is, Kiki Badass, a track called Know Your Place. Keep It Real Friday's exclusive drop. Keep it locked.
First off, you a big nobody. But since you want war, you could be a dead body. Pictures with your bees, not a single chick of Cardi. Why you testing me when you really need to study? Or you're the type of the show that could boo queen. But I will stop me from getting all of this boo king. I'm in the capital H, Macho running this game. If you was in the city, bet you'd be a lowercase H. I mean, you started a purge, just to hype in your page. But you could barely sell it right to two peers of your age. I know this kind of moves fake, rapper crisis. But they'll remember you for getting bodied by a missus. Slow down. While the resurrect your dead career. So I kill you again to take you back either. The ones that hate me but hype you will never like you either. Think I'm lying, tell me who's called you for a feature. Said this is not a diss, it wasn't meant for this. You see I'm raw, you a product of a broccoli condo. Mommy is shot, took your daddy fucked out of bottom. He splashed a lot of money, paid rent for your mother. He tell a story with my name for the relevance, huh? I hope you got bigger plans. Cause DJ never play your music. They might rather play themselves. Know your place, nigga. You really gotta know your place, nigga. You really gotta know your place. Really gotta know your place. Yes, you gotta know your place. Oh, you thought this shit was over? Oh, you fake Beyonce, so far from Hoover. The game is full of the fake players, bench warmers, and they just hyping them up when the page is over. So they get paid for the airtime in no time. This might get to prime time, 8 o'clock news, selling stories via hotline. Wonder who would keep them entertained when I am offline. The lead for my trip, live videos and diss tracks. Talking to you about crack.
You were great for spiteful, I don't hate you, but I just don't like you.
You can check your pages, boy. Not a single double tap. We're just selling products in the trap. No, you try to pay $100 just to push your track. I'm not the gown type, we into the wife type. But I'm the chick that niggas scared when I come around. Know your place, nigga. You really gotta know your place. You know lanes don't mean to stay in them, right? You really gotta know your place. You really gotta know your place.
Keep It Real Fridays with Celetine and Brian Willis. Capital 263.